Then there's your environment, the series of experiences that you've had, what you've learned, your environment, your teaching, your influences from other people, all the things which have impacted on you over the course of your life, all the forces that have ever operated on you. Well, these two things together will give you your desires, your inclinations, your propensities, what the things that you're likely to do. So these things have their causes, right? The causes come from the external environment, or they come from the genetic code that you've inherited. Whatever they come from, they have their causes. So take your total state at any given time, which has these causes. Let's look at this. Think of this state as your mental states and your physical states. What your mental states are, so what your desires are there, what your beliefs are, what your habits may be, and also all your physical states. We mean by that all the states of your brain, all the way the chemicals are in your brain, all the electrical impulses that are travelling down the nerve fibres, everything physical about your body, down to the last detail. So keep that in mind. Fix your mind on those factors which are operating on you at any given time. Suppose you're presented with a choice. Let's take a nice, easy choice, nothing very heavy or moral. Somebody says to you, would you like to have chocolate ice cream or vanilla ice cream? And you, as you think, you ponder that question, what shall I choose? And you think to yourself, well, I'm free to choose. I have an alternative. I can choose chocolate, I can choose vanilla. These are both alternatives which I have open to me. The determinist says, do I really have these choices open to me? Do I really have a free choice between these two things? Because after all, consider the sum total of all those factors that have operated on me. Perhaps I have a genetic disposition towards preferring the taste of chocolate, because maybe my father would prefer the taste of chocolate, and he'd inherited that from his father. Sometimes I taste vanilla, but I have a disposition inherited by genetics for chocolate. Perhaps it comes from my environment. Perhaps I was rewarded for eating chocolate when I was a child. Something will have produced in me a desire to have chocolate. Now, even if we consider my psychological state at that time, perhaps we won't be able to tell which action I'll perform, although maybe we can tell which action I'm likely to perform, because we know that at that time, like other times, I'm quite favourable to the taste of chocolate, though sometimes I have vanilla. But let's go down even to the brain. Let's look at the person's brain. We look at the person's brain and we find every detail of the chemical structure of their brain and so on. Surely, whatever they do subsequently to being asked to make that choice results from the state of their brain. So whatever they do when they make that choice, suppose the choice they make is they choose the chocolate. Well, couldn't that choice have been predicted by looking at everything about their brain at the given time? Because after all, that choice must have had a cause somewhere in their psychological makeup or in their physical makeup. There must have been some psychological and physical cause preceding that which led to that particular choice. If they'd made the other choice, if they'd chosen vanilla, then there would have been a different cause for that. Their brain would have been in a slightly different state from the one it was in. So whatever choice they made must have resulted from their total state at that time. That's consisting of their mental state and their physical state. It couldn't just have come from nowhere. It came from that. Another way of seeing this argument is this. Let's suppose that the chocolate is on the left and the vanilla is on the right, and you're asked to choose between them, and you expressed your choice by moving your hand to pick up one cone rather than the other cone. Did that have a cause? Well, the determinist will say, surely it did have a cause. Because suppose I make my arm go to the left to pick up the chocolate, not the vanilla. Well, something must have occurred inside my nervous system and brain to make my body go to the left. The muscles must have contracted. I must have shifted my body in a certain way. There must have been a physical cause of my going to the left rather than the right. Why is that? Well, if I'd gone to the right, there must have been a different thing going on in my body. If I'd gone to the right and you looked inside, you must have seen a difference in the nerve impulses that came out from my motor cortex into my arm to make it go one way rather than another. So, every action I perform, since it is just a physical movement in the world, has antecedent physical causes, which determine that action to be what it is. So we can generalise that point into the following formulation. Let's look at the world at any given time, the total time slice of the world, as they say. So we look at a time slice of the world, including, say, a given human being's body and mind at that time. It will include everything true of that person at that time. Well, determinism says that the subsequent state of a world at any given time slice, is rigidly predictable from that prior time slice. If you know what that time slice is, you know the laws of nature, you know what will happen next. So determinism is generally true. The world is a deterministic place. just in that sense, that the subsequent states of the world are always predictable from the prior states of the world and the laws of nature, though the causes and the laws operate together to determine what will happen next. But now the determinist points out, if that's true in general, it's true of human action, so human actions are subject to determinism.